Donald Trump says if he's re-elected, Prince Harry is on his own with visa drug controversy. By Kurt Sindelka on February 28, 2024. Former President Donald Trump said that if he is given another term in the White House, Britain's wayward woke Prince Harry will be on his own. In reference to the controversy surrounding the Duke of Sussex potentially having lied about drug use on his visa to the United States, Prince Harry, who relocated to Hollywood with his actress wife Meghan Markle in 2020 to seek money-making ventures in the entertainment industry and to distance themselves from the royal family, is facing questions about whether he lied on his visa application to gain residency in America. On visa application forms, prospective immigrants are typically asked if they have ever consumed illegal drugs. Although admitting to having a history of prior drug use is not grounds for an automatic rejection, it can have an impact on the eligibility of an applicant. However, lying on a visa form can have serious repercussions, including potential deportation and being prohibited from applying for U.S. citizenship. Questions arose as to whether Prince Harry lied on his immigration forms following the publication of his 2023 memoir Spare, in which he admitted to not only doing cocaine and smoking cannabis as a young man at Eton College in England but also having consumed magic mushrooms at a 2016 party in California hosted by Friends actress Courteney Cox. The Biden administration has faced criticism for refusing Freedom of Information requests to unseal the prince's visa application. Commenting on the scandal, Donald Trump told Britain's Express newspaper that the Biden White House has been too gracious with Harry. "I wouldn't protect him. He betrayed the Queen. That's unforgivable. He would be on his own if it was down to me," Trump said, adding, "I think the Biden administration have been too gracious to him after what he has done." The American conservative think tank, the Heritage Foundation, has launched a series of legal challenges trying to unseal Prince Harry's visa application, but they have so far been rebuffed by the Biden White House. Last week, Heritage argued in court that the American people have a right to know whether the prince lied on his immigration forms. A lawyer for the White House argued in turn that the prince may have embellished his accounts of taking drugs in order to sell a book and that saying something in a book doesn't necessarily make it true, The Telegraph reported. The Heritage Foundation has accused the Biden administration of stonewalling to not only protect the woke royals but also to cover up the willingness of the Biden administration's Department of Homeland Security, DHS, to violate the law. "There is a clear public interest in knowing whether or not the Department of Homeland Security is enforcing the law fairly, without fear or favor, or is granting preferential treatment to celebrities," Niall Gardner, director of the Margaret Thatcher Center for Freedom at the Heritage Foundation, commented last year. Gardner said that Heritage is determined to win the fight to have the documents unsealed to ensure full transparency and accountability from the United States Department of Homeland Security and its agencies. Follow Kurt Sindelka on X, follow @KurtSindelka or email to sindelka@breitbart.com.